30 million people get woken up each night by their sleeping partner. 50% of these are people woken by their partners snoring, and the other 50% are the snorers who are woken by their partners trying to stop them snoring. So, whichever way you look at it, snoring is leading to a lack of sleep, as well as putting a strain on marriages and relationships, causing tension and bad feelings. But according to Marianne Davy, co-founder of the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association, snoring can be cured once you've pinpointed the cause.
Well, there are lots of different reasons why people snore, but the three main reasons are being overweight, smoking and drinking. So if you're in any of those categories, it's a good idea to look at your lifestyle. But that doesn't mean to say that every snorer fits into those categories. And if they don't, then we have to look elsewhere as to where the snoring might be coming from. And here we can look at the structures within the mouth, throat and nose area. And it will be something within those areas that's going to be vibrating that will be causing the snoring noise.
Now, when we talk about snoring, there's people obviously who snore all night long, and then there's those who are just to kind of occasionally give you a sort of sound in the background. Is there a difference?
Yes, certainly. If somebody who only snores occasionally, it may be down to lifestyle, like perhaps maybe smoking and drinking too much. And this also goes for passive smoking. Some people who have perhaps been in a smoky atmosphere who don't normally snore, they may snore once they come out of that smoky atmosphere, because what smoking and drinking to an extent will do, it causes the lining of your nose and throat area to swell. And of course, if it's all swollen, you can't breathe properly. And it's this problem with breathing that generally causes the snoring. So that again is something that can really be modified quite easily.
So why then does it affect more men than women? Because, I mean, women smoke and drink as well.
That's quite correct. Why it affects more men than women is because men tend to put on a lot of weight around the neck area. And what happens here is with a collar size of perhaps 16.5 or greater, that's going to predispose them to snoring, because what will happen here is the fatty tissue around the neck area will literally squeeze the airway closed, and it will prevent the air from getting into the lungs. And what will be happening is that airway will be trying to force the air down, and it will cause those structures to vibrate. Now, women don't snore as much as men is because we don't put on so much weight around the neck area. Also, we have a slightly different airway anatomy. We have a much bigger airway space at the back of the throat to allow the air to go down without it hitting those structures. So we're much better off in as much as our anatomy prevents us from snoring.
Now, if someone is snoring so much, and they're not just the little kind of occasionally, then what kind of damage could that have on their relationship?
Snoring causes a great deal of relationship, not only because of the snoring and the physical attributes of snoring, but also the social side of it. Because if you can imagine having to sleep next to that noise every night, night in, night out, week in, month in, and maybe for years, it causes chronic sleep deprivation for the bed partner. And we all know how we feel after one night of perhaps disrupted sleep. If we've got noisy neighbours having a party one night, next day we feel pretty terrible. Maybe feeling headache, a bit sick, can't function, bad-tempered and irritable. If this goes on for a long time, then that's not going to help the relationship, because the bed partner is going to be chronically sleep deprived. And for the snorer has probably been kicked and poked and prodded all night long, so they will not have had any sleep. So together, the relationship really is going to have quite a lot of social problems, and a lot of arguments will ensue. So really, again, we would say to people, don't let your snoring get to that stage. Address it before your relationship starts to break down.
Now, I'm guessing the poking and the prodding obviously is to get people to move, but I guess it's not really stopping them snoring. Why is that?
Very few people will stop snoring by being moved. For some, yes, if they only snore on their back and you can turn them over and they don't snore on their side, then that's a very good idea. But it's not that practical, because we do not stay in one position when we're asleep. So we will be moving on to the back in order to turn over. So in practical terms, it's not a good idea to keep moving people, because it just won't work. So again, what you've really got to do to stop the snoring is to find the cause of it, and then you can treat it appropriately.
That's Marianne Davy from the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.